And joining us now, the KMZU Dream Team broadcast, is the head coach of the Oak Grove Panthers and Coach Pat Richard. And first off, Coach, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us this evening.
Well, thank you for having us, and thanks for all that you guys do for high school football in the area. And, you know, our kids love to listen to you guys' Friday night shows, and the Dream Team has always been such a staple of high school football in our area, and it's quite an honor to be on the show.
And two, before I would be remiss if I didn't say congratulations on the state title as well.
Well, I appreciate that. It's you know, our kids had such a monster year, and you know, I think we had our banquet last night, and the thing that just kept coming up over and over again was the unselfishness of our kids and how they played for each other. And this has kind of been the culmination of 4 years of work, and these kids have really pulled together and worked their tails off to get where we ended up being this year. And I can't say enough good things about our kids and how well they played this year.
All right, very well said. And we're going to talk about the two individuals on the Dream Team this year, and a pair of seniors, and going to be a tough pair to try and replace as you move forward. But we'll start with the senior back for you, and Aaron Graham.
Well, Aaron, you know, Aaron's got some unbelievable numbers, and I'll hit those in a second. But the greatest thing about Aaron, despite all these numbers you're getting ready to hear, the best thing about Aaron Graham is the type of person he is, and he's an outstanding young man. He's the first person, whenever he's interviewed or whenever he talks to anyone, the first people that he talks about as far as credit for the award is our linemen, and with good reason. I mean, our linemen had a great, great year up front, and Aaron reaped the benefits of that. But as far as Aaron himself, is one of the best young men that I've ever had the opportunity to coach as a person. And then playing-wise, you know, I'm not sure I've ever seen a kid like him. He's truly a special talent. You know, he rushed for 2,900 yards this year and averaged 10 yards a carry to do it, had 41 touchdowns, scored 260 points this season. And then you look at his career, the kid has started for us for 4 years. He's rushed for over 7,200 yards in his career, 87 touchdowns. Got almost 9,000 yards all-purpose. He scored, this is what we were talking about last night, he scored 96 touchdowns in the 48 games he's played. So every game that kid has played in all 4 years that he's been a player for us here at Oak Grove, he scored two touchdowns in every game that he's played. He's averaged that, which is amazing. Right now, according to the Max Preps deal, which, you know, it doesn't have everybody on it or anything, but there's tens of thousands of kids on it, and right now he's number 9 in the nation in rushing yards this season. He's also top 10 in Missouri history in rushing yards in a season and in a career. He had the most yards rushing in a Class 3 state game. He was the Class 3 state player, offensive player of the year. He was three-time academic all-conference. He's been first-team all-state the last 3 years. I kind of run out of stuff. I mean, he's amazing. He's an amazing player, and without him, you know, obviously, I'm not sure we could win a state championship without him, and he was such a big part of it and has been such a big part of our success through the years.
Well, and you mentioned it just briefly, being the on the academic side, that, you know, the thing that impressed me the most, I think, when I watched him play, was the fact that he was a very smart runner.
Yeah. He's got amazing vision, and then he used his blockers so well. I mean, we run a scheme where we're running a lot of people right at you and trying to clear gaps and lead people through. And it can be a situation where if you get too much of a hurry, you end up running into your own guys and they make the tackle. But he's just an amazingly patient runner with great vision. And then once he got a seam, you know, he was gone. And that's kind of the way he's run now for 4 years. And the offseason that he's worked, the off-season work that he's put in the last 2 years has really paid off in the fact that he's just gotten so much stronger and bigger that before, you know, somebody get a pretty good shot on him and knock him down, and these last couple of years you could hit him 3 or 4 times and he was going to keep going and try to find that seam and go. So great player, great kid, can't say enough.
All right, and the other individual that's on the Dream Team this year from your squad is one of those linemen that we talked about, and that's the senior Dalton Brenniger.
Yeah, and he you know, he may have been, I think Aaron may be the most talented kid that I've ever coached, but I'm not sure that Dalton isn't one of the best football players I've ever coached. You know, he's got a motor like I've never seen. It's just nonstop, go, go, go. On offense, he was our pulling guard. Led us to, I think we broke the state record for most yards in a season rushing and most yards total. We had 6,300 yards rushing and 7,300, almost 7,400 yards total offense this year, which according to the Misha rule record book is first all time in both. And he was such a big part of that. Dalton kind of led the way on offense, but really where he shined was on defense. He was the Class 3 Defensive Player of the Year this year, first team defensive end this year, second team All-State last year. He was just an amazing kid. Some of the hardest hits I've ever seen on a high school football field, he delivered them this year. He's also a three-time academic all-conference kid. I think he's got a great opportunity to win two state championships this year, because he returns as the, he got second last year at 170 pounds in wrestling. You know, he's going to have to cut all the way back down there, but if he gets there, then, I think he can win it. He beat the defending state champ at 180, the other night from Smithville. He's great on the wrestling mat, but stat-wise, he had 120 tackles, 32 tackles for loss, 9 sacks, forced 4 fumbles. His best game probably was against Maryville this year, where he had 16 tackles, 2 for loss, 2 forced fumbles, and 2 fumble recoveries. Maryville was, I think, the best player best team that we saw all year, and we got him in the quarterfinals. It's kind of like last year. I think Coach Webb would have told you the same thing last year when we played him in the quarters. It was a state championship game in the quarterfinals, and this year we were lucky enough to win, but Dalton really took that game over. It was a pretty tight game going into halftime, and you know, we shut him out in the second half, and most of that was because Dalton just absolutely took the game over on defense and wouldn't be blocked against some great, great offensive linemen. And that's the film. You know, when these college recruiters come in here to see, but that's the first film that I give them is that Maryville film, and say, well, you tell me if he can play at your place, and we'll see.
So. Yeah, and I'm assuming that both those young men have aspirations to play on Saturdays, I'm assuming?
You bet. Right now, I think Aaron's been offered by a lot of FCS schools, which is like Illinois State, who's still playing. I think they're in the National Final Four in 1AA, and Northern Iowa. I think Navy's going to offer him. They've been after him, and what a neat thing that would be to go to the Naval Academy.
He'd fit in that option offense pretty good, wouldn't he?
You bet. He can catch a pitch, go to the house. He's pretty salty in that situation. And then Dalton, you know, he's going to be a tweener. It could be a D2 kid. He could be a NAI kid that falls in there and is a force at that level. He's a special kid. I think both of them are going to go on and play. I think the key with Dalton is finding his major. He wants to be a chemical engineer, and it's awful hard to find a lot of engineering schools in Missouri, but he wants to stay close to home, and
he may end up
to go into engineering.
Missouri S&T, here he comes.
Exactly,
right?
And that's kind of the hope and goal, is we got to talk to them and see how much they can help him, because it's a lot of money to go there, even though you make a lot of money when you come out of
there.
It'd be a great situation for him, so we'll see. We'll see what happens with both of them. Regardless, their time here at Oak Grove, they basically, those two guys, along with a group of 15 seniors that we had this year, 4 years ago when we took the job here, kind of came in together. You know, when they were freshmen was my first year, and we've kind of grown through this together, and it ended this year with a state championship, and I can't say enough good things about how they built a program, you know, and how we built something really special here with not only a football program, but so much into our community. So, very proud of them. I know our community's just over the moon on them, and they should be, because they're two great, great kids and are great representatives of Oak Grove High School.
Very well said. Again, we're speaking with Coach Pat Richard of the Oak Grove Panthers. And, Coach, again, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us this evening. Is there anything we left out, anything else you wanted to cover this evening?
No. It's always fun to talk about our kids, and they're real easy to talk about because they're such great kids. So kind of like when I coach them, it makes my job real easy. I just kind of sit back and watch them go and do what they do and just smile and see some amazing things from amazing kids.
There you have it, Coach Pat Richard of the Oak Grove Panthers on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.